There are still no reported cases of the COVID-19 coronavirus in Hawaii, but while the state may not yet be feeling the health impacts of the disease, it is already seeing the economic consequences. Major public events like the Honolulu Festival and the Pacific Festival of Arts and Culture have already been canceled or postponed. Even concert tours are being disrupted. Pop star Mariah Carey canceled her March concert at the Blaisdell Arena, citing coronavirus as the reason. She'll be back for a Christmas show in November. The global spread of COVID-19 began in Wuhan, China, and one of the first places in Hawaii to feel the effects of the global disruption was Honolulu's Chinatown.
We already have 4 or 5 big association functions that have canceled.
Chulan Schubert Kwok heads the Chinatown Business and Community Association. I reached her in Chinatown, where she says foot traffic to merchants is down 30% to 50%.
And in some businesses like restaurants, when we go, they're empty.
Schubert Kwok says many operators are already worrying about making rent. Those problems may soon extend to businesses outside of Chinatown.
We're projecting a downturn of 6% over the next 3 months.
Roger Dow is the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. He says data from airline and hotel bookings indicate we're in the midst of a significant drop in international travelers coming to the U.S. If that 6% prediction bears out, it would mean a loss of almost $4 billion nationwide. Locally, the number of international visitors is way down from the same time last year, 23% according to state statistics. That includes Japanese visitors, who make up 12% of all visitor spending. There is good news, though. So far, that decline has been limited to international travelers. 2/3 of visitor spending in Hawaii comes from domestic travelers, and the Travel Association says domestic travel is still on a growth path. But, Roger Dow says, that may change.
Coronavirus began to show itself in the United States just recently, so I expect we'll probably see a bit of a decline in domestic. Fortunately, we're ahead of the very busy travel season for leisure.
Hawaii's 10 million annual visitors have a major impact on residents' livelihoods and the financial health of state government. State Senate Majority Leader Jay Kalani English says lawmakers are looking for ways to minimize the potential economic disruption while also addressing health concerns.
That's the delicate balance, the economy versus health. I choose people's health.
Tomorrow, we'll look at how policymakers are navigating that balancing act and what it means for other legislative priorities at the state capitol. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.